You're listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you, and pick up your copy today.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Okay, I'm there. Matthew 15, 29, 30, 31. And Jesus departed from thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee.
In other words, nigh or near, some Bibles say that he went along the Sea of Galilee, or he walked beside the Sea of Galilee. I wanted to really make that point. Oh, glory to God, because sometimes there's a language barrier sometimes when they're trying to interpret, from the original language to our language. How many know that sometimes they don't even have words, amen? They got to kind of work with that. But anyways, so he was walking along the Sea of Galilee, and what happened?
It says, and Jesus went up into a mountain.
He went up into a mountain. Amen. I want you to remember the mountain. He went up into a mountain. Read.
And sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him.
Uh-huh. That's plural. Multitudes. Amen. Read.
Having with them those that were lame.
Uh-huh.
Some folks lame. Some folks were blind.
Uh-huh.
Some folks were dumb, uh-huh, or could not speak. Some folks were maimed. Some folks, and many others, and he cast them down at Jesus' feet.
Amen. You know, I heard somebody say bringing them to church. Mm-hmm. Praise God. And I kind of beg the difference, because a lot of them are at the church.
Yes.
Amen, somebody. Sometimes, yeah, when we're looking at scripture and we're looking at the physical condition, sometimes it could be symbolic or figurative of the spiritual condition. Come on, they were mute. Come on, in other words, they couldn't speak. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes the enemy have the people of God so oppressed that they won't speak about, somebody say, the things of God. Amen. So some of them were blind. Amen, somebody. They were blind. How many know there's a such thing as spiritual blindness?
Amen.
The Bible says that there was folks that were lame and crippled. Come on. We have folks in the body of Christ. They're lame. Come on. They're crippled. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. So sometimes, and I want you to look at this from another perspective also. When you're reading the Bible, amen, when you're reading the Word, amen, it can be physical a physical condition, but it can also represent, somebody say, a spiritual condition. Amen, somebody. Read, daughter. We're just about finished.
And Jesus healed them in so much that the multitude wondered when they now saw the dumb or the mute couldn't talk, speak. They saw the maimed and the crippled be whole, and the lame began to walk, and the blind began to see, and they glorified the God of Israel.
Hallelujah. How many know that nothing happens in the natural realm until something happens in the parent realm or the spirit realm? Amen, somebody. That's why I really wanted to point that out and show you that, guess what? There are things that needed to be dealt with spiritually. Amen. And then we see the manifestation, somebody say, physically. Look at somebody and tell them that you love them and you can sit down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. How many know the service been a blessing so far? Tremendous blessing. Amen. We even had Mother Linda with a microphone singing in the praise and worship service. You know we about to have church now. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, glory to God. But the Bible says, and I want to kind of do a little bit of a demonstration. I want you all to see yourself as the sea. Tell somebody, point to yourself and say, I'm the sea.
I'm the sea.
Amen. You are the sea. In the Bible, seas represented what? Nation, tongues, and people. And so it represented society. It represented society. And so here we see Christ. The Bible says he's walking along or near the sea. Come on, he's walking on the seashore. It will be a picture like you're going out, to the beach side over there, and you begin to walk along the seaside. And so he's walking along the seaside, and you all are what? The sea. Somebody say the sea. Come on, get there now, the sea. And so what are you doing? You are observing. Are you observing my walk? Okay, all right. Let me back up here. We need some audience participation. Oh, glory to God. All right. And so you're the sea. Oh, glory to God. You're the sea. And I'm walking. Come on, I'm not Christ, but thank God I got Christ in me. Yes. Praise God. But I want you to see this thing. What am I doing? I'm walking you, and you are observing my what?
Walk.
You're observing the way that I am walking. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Well, how many know that people are doing the same thing with you?
Oh, yes.
Oh, glory to God. They are observing our walk. Come on. Okay, all right. Let me show you something. Now, the Bible says that Christ did what? He went up into a mountain and he sat down. Okay. He went up into a mountain. He did something different this time. When you look over in, say, Matthew chapter 4, you'll see that there were people that were following him, 4, 23, and 25. Daughter, go there. Turn over there right quick. I was going to just kind of shoot through it, but 4, 23, and through 25, because you'll see that there were people that were following him already. Oh, glory to God. But this time he did something different. The Bible says he went up into a mountain. Come on. And he sat down. How many know that a mountain represents an elevated place? Come on. Because guess what? I'm going to deal with you on this level. But then guess what? Turn around. I'm going to call you up to a higher level. Come on. Okay. All right. Go ahead and read 4:22. Yeah, Matthew's 4, I think it's 23.
Yes. Okay, Matthew 4, 23 through 25. Uh-huh. And Jesus went about all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all of Syria.
And so he was already healing folks. Come on. He was already doing a miraculous work in healing. But this time, come on, go back over to chapter 5. This time, he does something, somebody say, different. This time, he does something different. I believe, no, it was 15. My fault. 15. Oh, glory to God. This time, somebody say, he went up into a mountain and he sat down. In other words, he went up into an elevated place. Oh, glory to God. And then when they brought people, the Bible says that they brought the people, the sick people, and set them down. So where would they want to set them down at? On the mountain. Okay. Come on, y'all. Stick with me. In other words, let me show you something. All right, let me help you out.
here they are. They found out that Christ was in a certain location, and now they're gathering. They're sick. Some of them could walk. Some of them couldn't walk. Come on. Some people had to be carried. Oh, glory to God. Some people had various diseases. They could walk, but they were sick. They were weak in their bodies. Oh, glory to God. And all of a sudden now, we see these people, they get to this mountain. They start seeing the crowd and stuff. And they said, oh, okay, Jesus is here. But then they realize that Christ is up on a mountain. And they say, wait a moment. Come on. I done traveled all this distance. And now I got to go and climb up this mountain. Come on. To lay these people out before him. Are y'all getting this? Come on, somebody. In other words, there are times when the Lord is calling us up to do more. Come on. Saying, come up higher. Oh, glory to God. See, sometimes we want God's healing, but there are times when God is saying, change, come bring your language up higher. Sometimes we're talking degenerate language. Come on. We're still saying, I'm this, I'm sick, I got this, I got altar, I got this and that. And the Lord is saying, come up higher. Yeah, my yeah. God, are y'all getting this? Yeah. Oh, glory to God. The Lord is saying, bring your prayer life up higher. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Add something to your prayer life. Come on. Fasting and praying. Oh, glory to God. Stop waiting for the pastor always to be the one that's calling the fast. You call the fast. Come on. Oh, glory to God. In other words, come up higher. We see all of a sudden now that these people, they're having to do what? Somebody say, go up higher. Sometimes we want to upgrade, but we ain't willing to come.
And 2, it says, and seeing the multitudes, Jesus went up into a mountain.
Okay, here we go, because apparently Jesus had a mountain climbing anointed. He was just anointed for everything. I put it that way. He just all powerful. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Rose with all power. And it says, but seeing a multitude, oh, glory to God, he did what?
He went up. Into a mountain.
And then what happened?
And when he was set, his disciples came unto him.
Because what is this thing that we keep seeing Christ climbing mountains? Amen. Going up higher. Hallelujah. Have you ever noticed that in your Bible? Yeah. Oh, glory to God. Christ, well, and then the Bible says they did what? They came up to him?
Yes.
They came up to them. They came up to him? Mm-hmm. Oh, glory to God. In other words, they had to go up higher. And what happened when they came up higher?
And he opened his mouth, uh-huh, and he taught them.
Because sometimes God want to teach you on a higher level. Come on. And you got to be willing to come up to get this higher level teaching. Come on. No more ABCs. D, E, F, G. Come on. No more elementary stuff. Come on. There are times that God want to share some things with you. God want to share some secrets, some mysteries. Come on. Oh, glory to God. But you got to be willing, somebody say, to come up higher. To upgrade. Oh, glory to God. Somebody open your mouth and say yes.
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 Oh, glory to God. Yes, Lord. I'm willing. Come on. I'll come up higher. Yes. Whatever you want me to do. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. All right. All right. Go to Matthew 17. Everybody's seeing this.
Amen.
You ever notice something about Christ? Because the title of this message today is Mountains. Amen. Hallelujah. You ever notice something about Christ? He was always climbing mountains.
Yes.
Anybody notice that?
Yes.
Ooh, glory to God. You see Moses climbing mountains in the Old Testament. You see Jesus climbing mountains. Amen, somebody. Matthew 17, 1-8 says what?
It reads, and after 6 days,
uh-huh,
Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and brings them up into a high mountain apart.
Okay, all right. After 6 days, the Bible says Jesus brought them up, come on, into a high mountain apart.
Mm-hmm.
Apart. Sometimes God want to set you apart, yeah, amen, wow, from the regular saints. Come on, oh, glory to God. Sometimes God want to, okay, I'm going to say it again. Sometimes God want to set you apart. As a matter of fact, in Luke 9:28, Luke went a little bit more into detail. Says they went up into the mountain to pray. Come on. Sometimes God even want to set your prayer life apart. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. We had some folks in here praying the roof down this morning. Amen, somebody. I almost had to look up and never Is the roof still? Never mind. I'm just joking around. But anyways, amen. There's sometimes God want to set you apart. Amen. Oh, glory to God. You notice he didn't take all of the disciples up. He took a handful, Peter, James, and John. And what happened, daughter?
And was transfigured before them.
And was transfigured or changed. Mm-hmm. Amen, somebody. Before them. Breathe.
And his face did shine as the sun.
Uh-huh.
And his raiment or clothes were white as the light.
Look at this here. Look at this. Look. And this is what prayer does. Amen. This is why we come on Sunday mornings. This is why we have a prayer meeting. Amen. Hopefully, you know, we can get even a prayer meeting started on the conference line. Amen. For those that have a hard time coming. Amen. Praise God. You know, and I mean by working and stuff like this. But guess what? Let me show you something. All of a sudden, come on. There. What happened? Read that again.
And he was transformed. Jesus was transformed before them.
Okay, their spiritual eyes open.
Amen.
They begin to see Christ in a different light. Come on, somebody. They begin to see, my God, their eyes was open and they saw things. That's what happens when God takes you up higher. You'll see more. Amen. You know, when we went over to Orlando and they got this thing called the eye. And you know, when you're on the ground, you can only see buildings, you know, maybe as we can walk outside and you may see, you know, 20, 30 buildings around you. But how many know the higher that you go, come on, you see more. Amen, somebody. Tell somebody, I want to see more. The higher you say, I want to see more. Well, you got to go higher. Come on. You got to go higher. Some things you attract to you as you go higher. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Elisha, come here a second. Stop right there. Stop right there. He's everything that I need. He's everything that I need. Now watch. Every time I take a step, you take a step towards me, a big step towards me. What's going on here? He's getting closer to me, right? He's everything that I need, right? And every time I take a step, I said a big step. I ain't tell you take no. Every time I see, now what happened? What's going on? He's right here, right? So guess what? I got it now. See, and so every time I take a step up higher or I'm willing to go up higher, okay, you can sit down now, son, trying to show off your height beside me. You're still shorter than me. What am I saying? I'm saying that every time I go up higher, come on, everything that I need is attracted to me. Are y'all getting this?
Amen.
All right. Oh, glory to God. Are y'all getting this? All right, I just wanted to make sure nobody's looking at me like a cow looking at a new fence. Somebody say a new fence. Oh, glory to God. And so what happened, daughter? Read.
It says, and behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with Jesus.
Oh, look at this. Come on, my God. Their spiritual eyes were open. Their spiritual ears were open. They were participating in a spiritual conversation. Tell somebody you'll hear more. Oh, glory to God. You know, I kind of like what Luke has to say. Luke was a little bit more detailed. Luke 9 and 30 through 31. Luke 30, 9 and 30 says, and behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory. Who appeared in glory. My God. Hallelujah. Who appeared in glory. Are y'all getting this? And spake with him. And so when they showed up, they were wearing glory. All right. All right. Read.
Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you will allow it, let us make here three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah.
Now, tell somebody, as God take you up, you got to stay teachable, see, because he began to go up high. And let me show you something. My God, he just started assuming. Amen. Talking crazy. Amen, somebody. Because he didn't know what to do. Sometimes when God starts taking you up higher, the best thing is like, Lord, teach me. Show me. Come on. Oh, glory to God. This out of my lane. Amen. I don't know what's going on here. Amen, somebody. All right. And so read. Keep reading.
And while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them.
Uh-huh.
And behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. hear ye him.
And so what else happened in this higher place? Correction.
Yeah.
Amen. See, let me show you something. Praise God. God will correct you. Amen. When he take you up higher. So what's going on here? They're seeing more. They're hearing more. Correction is coming. Come on, somebody. Can I tell you something also? Be mindful. Be mindful. Because let me say this here. The enemy like mountains too. Okay. All right. I'll say it that way. The enemy, like somebody say, the enemy uses mountains too. Sometimes we think all elevation come from God. All elevation don't come from God. Some stuff comes from man. Some stuff is self-exaltation. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. All right. Go to Matthew 4:8. Matthew 4:8. This is why when you look on your social media, especially Facebook, God bless them, amen, to do what's right in his eyesight. But what do we see? We see half-naked people always trying to showboat. Oh, glory to God. They've made a God out of their appearance. Okay, all right. I'm going to say that again. You see people and Christian people, and they're not so much trying to promote God on their platform, but they have made a God out of their appearance. This is why they're always and every time they put on a new outfit, get a new hairdo, come on. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Showing the cracks in their breasts and stuff like this. Why? Because guess what? They have made a God out of their appearance. Oh, glory to God. See, they're not just happy, somebody say, with their appearance, but they want the whole world to see it. Look at me, look at me. They're not showing you Jesus. They're not trying to use their platform to show you Jesus, but it's me, 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 look at me. Tell somebody, put your God away and show people Jesus.
Come on, put your God away and show people Jesus.
The Holy Ghost preaching, probably preaching. Well, the Holy Ghost is preaching better than we saying amen. Because guess what? We can't see Jesus from seeing you all the time. My God, if you're a Christian, you ought to have a message, something encouraging. Come on, something about Jesus on your platform. Come on, something lifting up the name of Jesus Christ. But all we see is you, you, you. We see you. We see, all right. You're tired of seeing your God, the God of flesh, yes, that's running your life. Okay, my God up inside. Woo, glory. All right, I ain't going to get too many thumbs up. Maybe I can get 100 thumbs up on my Facebook page today. Oh, did I tell you? Did you read that?
4:8.
Okay, read.
Again, the devil takes Jesus up to an exceeding high mountain.
What? Who took him up on the mountain?
Satan, the devil.
And mountains represent elevation and represent going up higher, right? Mm-hmm. All right. And so I can, what the enemy is saying, I can elevate you.
Yes.
I can take you up higher. Come on. I don't know if anybody's ever had, the enemy come to you in a dream or a vision and try to negotiate with you to take you up higher. Anybody besides? No? All right. Well, praise God. Keep living. Keep going up higher. Oh, glory to God. The enemy sees you. Amen. He'll try to cut a deal. This is why we have so many people out there that claim that they love the Lord, but they're working for the devil and serving the devil. Come on. Oh, glory to God. But it'll cost you your soul. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. All right. Oh, glory. All right. And so it took him up on a very high mountain. The devil took him up and did what?
And showed him all the kingdoms of the world.
Showed him the kingdom.
And the glory.
The
of
glory.
Them.
All this fame. I can make you famous. I can do this. I can do that. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Everybody seeing this? So all promotions don't come from God. Some promotions come from man. Then some folks are trying to promote themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. Now,
14:15, you are the light of the world.
Okay, all right. You are the light. Yeah. Come on. All right, how many know that God's glory, one of the definitions of God's glory is what? Light. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so now you understand that, guess what? You're, as a born-again Christian, you're wearing light. Come on. Adam and Eve, come on. They were, you know, created in the garden. Come on. What were they clothed with? Light. They didn't know they were naked. They were clothed with the glory of God. Hallelujah. The splendor of God. When they sinned, come on, all of a sudden the light was gone. They realized they were naked. Somebody say, of his light, of his glory. Amen, somebody. And so you are the light of the world. Read.
A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden.
Oh. God will put you on the hill.
Yeah.
Ooh, glory to God. God will set you up on the hill. The problem is that, guess what? A lot of times we're not seeing the lit up city. We're just too busy focused on the hill. Oh, my God. I don't know if y'all got that one. All right. The hill is made out of what? Earth. Okay. A lot of times we're just seeing earth. We're seeing flesh. I'll make it easy. We're seeing flesh. Are y'all getting this? All right. Okay. I just want to make sure I ain't over preaching over nobody here. A lot of times we're just seeing flesh instead of seeing the city that's lit up. Amen, somebody. Read.
Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel.
Okay, all
but
right.
But they put it on a candlestick.
All right.
And it gives light unto all that are in the house.
All right. My 15, mine said, nor do they light a lamp and place it under a basket, mm-hmm. bushel or basket. Oh, glory to God. How many know that's what the enemy wants to do?
Yeah, yeah.
He want to cover up the light or the glory of God that's resting upon you. Mm-hmm. He want to put a basket on you. Mm-hmm. Come on. Stop folks from seeing your light. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord say, hey, the Lord don't put baskets on you. Yeah. Amen. Now, we can put a basket on ourselves. Mm. Okay, all right. I ain't got time to go all into that. But he says, but on a lampstand. I was looking earlier this morning, and I was looking at some lampstands of that dispensation. And one of the lampstands that I saw, I was amazed because it was a big, tall lampstand. Sometimes we're thinking about little bitty lampstands, but some of these lampstands got some size to them.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you and pick up your
Praise
copy
the Lord.
Today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today, and if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and we are located at 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. We pray we'll see you there. God bless.